You're tuned in with Red Aspen. Let's inspire women to stand up, stand out, and stand together by uniting passion with purpose.
Hello, and welcome to all of the Red Aspen brand ambassadors turned into this oh-so-special Halloween edition of the Red Aspen podcast. That's right, my friends. It is October 31st, 2017, and this is our third episode of the podcast. Let's dive right in. Let's talk about what's been going on in the leaderboard, in news. We've got some great treehouse questions. Today in our training segment, we're going to be talking about Red Aspen's beauty influencer program. And of course, we're going to end today by giving a really special shout out to an unsung hero who has done so much to help Red Aspen and help us get to where we are today. So let's go ahead and dive right in. Should we start with news? Should we start with the leaderboard? Why don't we go ahead and start with the leaderboard? This is so exciting, you guys. So as you know, the leaderboard consists of three distinct categories. And throughout the month or throughout the period, we basically give you the top three contenders in each of the categories. And at the end of the month, the winner of the category gets a special prize chosen just for them by the Treehouse executive team. So the three categories are as follows. We have Pop-Up Maven, and that is for the brand ambassador who has had the largest pop-up that opened and closed within the month. The Sales Ace Award is for the individual who has earned the most PV within the month. And the Sponsoring Devotee is for the brand ambassador who has sponsored and enrolled the most new brand ambassadors and brought the most new brand ambassadors onto their team for the month. The top three people in order for the Pop-Up Maven Award are Richard Hunter, Jennifer Stroman, and Jennifer Burdick. For Sales Ace, once again, we have Richard Hunter, Gay Gall, and Miss Kyle Sigmund. And for Sponsoring Devotee, we have Nicole Lopiccolo Myers, followed by Barnes Artistry, the rockin' team of Lindsay Barnes and Camille Levi. And last but certainly not least, we have Miss Janelle McCormick. So congratulations to all of you. Just to remind you, we combined the October and November period just this one time. That's the only time we're doing it since we launched in mid-October. So we are still early on in the game, and these leaderboard awards are truly up for grabs. These could go to anyone. So everybody, keep up the great work. And to those of you who are in the running, keep rocking it. We see an award in your future. All right, let's move on to news, you guys. I am literally chomping at the bit to share this information. So on the podcast last week, you learned that we had just over 80 brand ambassadors. You guys, that was 7 days ago. Like 7 days ago, I let you know that we had like just over 80 brand ambassadors. Well, it's my pleasure to report that you have brought on a number of team members in the last week, and we are up to 155 brand ambassadors. You guys are kicking butt and taking names. Seriously, you guys freaking rock. I'm like speechless. You guys, our goal for the first, I want to say like month was like 50. I'm not even kidding. Like, this is unbelievable. You guys are so amazing. Keep up the great work. In other news, we've got some exciting stuff. So one, you know, card processing has been a challenge at times. We've made it through two really big hurdles. So one, we were able to update the system so that it's reading addresses with numbers correctly. And two, we hard-coded the term USA everywhere. So if customers weren't typing USA in their payment details, it like wasn't working and it was getting them the scariest code ever. But if you have anyone that's failing or their card's not going through, let us know. We are here to help you out and we are going to work through it. Even if I have to call the bank personally with your customer and say, okay, what's going on? The majority of the fails right now that we're noticing are usually the bank rejecting us. So we're a new company. There's not a lot of data on us yet. So the fraud departments at different banks, sometimes they flag you if you're brand new. So I'm going to commit this to you guys. We'll give you some exact verbiage that you should share with your customer or any potential team member if they need to call the bank. Because sometimes if you just get the customer support person, they're like, well, I don't know. It should be processing. Talk to the company. So we want to make sure that you guys are set up for success. Next, we are still working on getting your personal volume, your PV, and your customer orders to show up in the hub. So that is still to come. So if your customer places an order or you place an order and you're not seeing PV, don't worry, we're on it. Next, we have done some cool things in our Brand Ambassador Facebook group. And you guys, if you're not a member of the Brand Ambassador Facebook group, which I think most of you probably are, but if you're not, join it. It is such a rocking community of people. It is so much fun to get on there and like share ideas, ask questions. I have to tell you, I think when we log on sometimes, we're like, okay, let's get in, let's dive in, let's answer some questions. And there have been a handful of times now where we've logged on and like, you guys have helped each other. And I'm like, well, we're not even needed. That's awesome. That is so cool. So way to keep the teamwork and the camaraderie alive. I so appreciate like this girl gang that we are forming full of like women that are here, that help each other, that have each other's backs. Because I'm telling you guys, girl power is about teamwork, not competition. And I think you guys are just like just exemplifying that in so many ways. One of those ways is you requested a before and after shared album on the Facebook group, which we started. So if you have before and after pictures that you're willing to share, put them there. Oh my gosh, I think people will love those. Also, in other news, be sure to check out our blog this week because we're gonna post all of the lash stories. So as you know, all of our lashes are named after like really inspiring women that we're just in awe of. And so we've written all of these stories about them and we're going to post that to the blog. And I guess just more from a strategic perspective as well, that's great content. Like if you're looking for something to talk about with Red Aspen that really aligns with our values and like what we're all about, share those blog posts. Like if there's one that resonates with you, like share it, because I really think that if it resonates with you, it'll resonate with people that are like you. You will attract people that are excited about Red Aspen. You will attract people that are excited about the opportunity. And I mean, content is king, right? The more that you can share and the more that you can put out there, the more you're going to attract people and get their attention. So really great content. All right, let's move on to our next section, which is Dear Treehouse. So in this section, we basically round up all of the questions that we think are like dynamite, stellar questions that we've received throughout the week. And we answer them here because we think that these questions are worth dispersing. We think you guys want to know the answers. So we just want to make sure that we like hit it hard, drive it home, and make sure that you're informed. So the first question is this: Dear Treehouse, why do I have a customer account and a brand ambassador account? That's an awesome question. So if you share your own pop-up, then you have to create a beauty influencer account for yourself, which is a customer account. So that is a big reason that you're seeing multiple accounts. And actually, that question feeds really well into our training topic today because we're going to be talking about the beauty influencer program. What is that? How does it work? So I'm going to leave that one there, and then we'll just dive into the beauty influencer program in general in just a second. So the next question, Dear Treehouse, is my personal rebate a coupon? Okay, so I think we've gotten this one at least like half a dozen times over the last week. So per the comp plan, and I think I mentioned this in the podcast last week, if you buy something for personal consumption, whether it's like $1 worth of product or like $10,000 worth of product, if you buy it for yourself, you get a 25% rebate on that product. And that's paid back to you with your commission check. So no, it's not a coupon. I could see how that might be construed that way, but it's truly like a 25% rebate paid back on your commissions. And the reason we do it that way is because we don't want you to have to like, you know, be liable for that in when you pay your taxes in the fall. Like if you were to go to Nordstrom and say you had like, I don't know, if you had like a gift card there or something like that, that's not like income for you, right? Like, you're not going to have to pay income tax on like the shirt that you bought at Nordstrom, just like you shouldn't have to pay income tax on the lashes you bought at Red Aspen that you're wearing right now. So anyway, just to clear that up, your personal rebate is not a coupon. All right, what is next? Oh, dear treehouse. What is the treehouse? Okay, really good question. Dear treehouse, what's the treehouse? Okay, so the treehouse is our loving name for the for Red Aspen's corporate headquarters. So as you guys know, we are based in Boise, Idaho. So our corporate headquarters is the treehouse, and we are the treehouse team, and we are here to help brand ambassadors. In addition to that, however, we also have a treehouse website, and this is what you can think of as like our corporate brand ambassador training, marketing. It'll soon be like a knowledge-based website. So you can go to treehouse.redaspenlove.com and check out like all of the training, marketing materials, social images, PDFs. I mean, the blog, the podcast, there's so much stuff there. So be sure to check that out because it's awesome. So the treehouse is a group of people, the corporate headquarters, and the treehouse website. So that's what we're talking about when we talk about the treehouse. It's really like the support tools that the treehouse, Red Aspen's corporate headquarters, has for you guys. All right, another one. Dear Treehouse, what is your shipping policy? And I have to give a giant shout out right now to our shipping team because they are freaking rocking it. We are shipping so fast. We are usually shipping, I mean, we're shipping quick. I don't want to like say it because I don't want to jinx us, but they are really like first class. Okay, so the first thing that I will say about shipping, because I don't think this is anywhere on our website, so I don't think there's any information about this, is that we don't ship on the weekends, and our support usually isn't available on the weekends either. But we do make every effort to process in-stock orders within 3 business days or less, and we ship USPS. So depending on where you are in the country, it could take 2 to 4 business days to reach you, potentially longer if you're in like Alaska or Hawaii. And let's talk about how you get free shipping. So you get free USPS first class shipping when you spend $60 or more. Otherwise, it's $2.99. All business kit orders always ship free, you know, 100% of the time, because frankly, who likes to pay shipping? No one, obviously. And then on the Lash Loyalty Box orders, free USPS first class shipping when you spend $20 or more. And then it's $2.99 otherwise. So we're really proud of our shipping policy because we think it's really competitive with some of the bigger groups out there. Obviously, one day we would love to offer like different shipping options. Like, can I do overnight or anything like that? I'll tell you guys, like, we're in soft launch mode, startup mode. Like, we're not there yet, but one day we'd love to do that. I hopefully it hasn't been too much of an issue at this point, but one day. All right. What is this? Okay. Dear Treehouse, how do I get paid? Oh my gosh. You guys want to get paid? JK. All right, this is an awesome question. And I have to say, I will be the first one to say that I don't think we've done a great job communicating this. So let's go ahead and just like clear it up right now. So we have partnered with a company called HyperWallet. And HyperWallet will be the way that you'll collect your funds. So we process our commissions on a monthly basis, and your commissions will fund monthly on the 15th for the prior month. So what'll happen is when you are directed to, you will set up your HyperWallet account, and we're calling it the Vault. So you'll log into the Red Aspen Vault and you'll set up your account, and then you'll decide how you want to get paid. If you want to get paid by check or by, we have a really adorable debit card that we can load your funds to that you can purchase. You can get paid by MoneyGram. You can get paid with direct deposit. So there's just a lot of options that you have at your disposal to get paid. Now, because we combined the October and November period into just one period, we haven't actually shared the URL that you'll need to get your HyperWallet account set up, to get your Red Aspen Vault account set up. So more to come on that. You can definitely expect more information from us in the upcoming days. So yeah, don't worry, you're not behind. I know that your business launch checklist says like, go to this URL and set up your account. It's not ready for you yet, but it will be. So there we go. Okay, that is all we have in Dear Treehouse. Let's just keep going. We are like busting this out. We're going to talk today about the beauty influencer program because we've had a couple of questions on that. Like, what is a beauty influencer? Can I be a beauty influencer even though I am a brand ambassador? What are the perks of being a beauty influencer? Like, how should I treat my beauty influencers? All of these are awesome questions. And so the first thing I'm going to do is just run through the program. And then I'm going to talk about, you know, if I were in your shoes, what would be some steps that I might take? Like, what are the best practices that we're seeing or that we've seen just from like an industry perspective? So when we talk about the beauty influencer program, there are really three things that you need to know. And I guess I'll back up a little bit and just explain what beauty influencers are. So beauty influencers are your VIP customers. These are the people that you're like, they love Red Aspen. They may not be interested in joining at this point, but they are like in love with the products. They are your top customers, right? So they're your VIP customers, and VIP customers should definitely come with perks. So there are really three things that beauty influencers can either do or they can get. So first and foremost, beauty influencers, they share pop-ups. And when they share a pop-up, they earn free product. You know, so a lot of you are familiar with pop-ups, but just to give you like a 10,000 foot overview, when you share a pop-up, you earn rewards that can be applied towards free product. So the higher the sales volume at the pop-up, the more product that's earned. So if your pop-up sales are between 100 and 349, then you earn 10% back. If the pop-up is between 350 and 499, you earn 12% back. And if the pop-up is between 500 and 999, 14% back. And pop-ups of $1,000 or more earn 16% back. So your beauty influencers are the ones that are sharing the pop-ups, inviting their friends, promoting the pop-up, engaging in the pop-up, and ultimately reaping the rewards of the pop-up. Now, in this instance, a beauty influencer can also be a brand ambassador. Like, heck yeah, you guys can share pop-ups too and earn those pop-up rewards. So when you go in to create a pop-up in the hub, you'll have to enter your beauty influencer's information, and sometimes that might be you. So, you know, enter yourself as the beauty influencer, share that pop-up, earn those rewards. So the next thing that a beauty influencer gets, or I guess earns really, if you will, is they can earn promo codes. So we haven't done this yet, but we're really excited to. We want to make sure we kind of have all of the kinks in the system worked out before we, you know, go to the next level and do something like this. But beauty influencers are invited to participate in like super fun, really easy social media challenges that Red Aspen puts out. And when they successfully complete the challenge, you get to reward them with an online promo code. So let me kind of walk you guys through how this process works because we're really excited about it. At some point, hopefully in the very near future, we actually have one ready to go. Again, dependent on where how comfortable we feel with the system. We will issue a challenge, and it'll be given to every single brand ambassador. And it'll say something like, it'll be like a really beautiful, like styled image. And it'll say something like, you know, go post a picture of yourself wearing lashes and tag my business and I'll give you a promo code for, you know, $1 off of lashes or like 10% or what, you know, like whatever it is. And then as soon as they do the activity that you've asked them to do and complete the challenge, you get to share a promo code with them. So it's a great way to really engage with people. And have them push your business and share your business with their network. So we're really excited to do this. You know, we had, this is so funny. You know, before we launched Red Aspen, we were kind of bouncing this idea off of a couple of like industry professionals, and they were like, well, aren't you just worried that your brand ambassadors are just gonna like give out the promo code to everyone? And we kind of looked at them and we were like, do you know how social media works? Like, is that a thing? Like, of course you don't want to just give out the promo code to everybody. Like, you want them to promote your business, like make them do a little work, make them hustle a little bit, right? Like, get that promo code. And you know, are they going to share it? Probably. But are you going to earn like a lot? Like, are you going to, what is the downside here? Like, somebody shares out the promo code, but then you've promoted your business significantly. Yeah, I think that there's a lot here. And, you know, as time goes on, we'll definitely like modify and play with this. But I think this is so cool, you guys. Like, you're going to be able to give your VIP customers like promo codes when they share your business online. So more to come on that. Super excited to do our first one of these. And we'll just gauge it, see how it goes. You know, we're a learning organization, so we'll make tweaks, we'll make updates, and we'll go from there. All right, the third thing, the final thing that is available to beauty influencers and why they, you know, customers would want to be a VIP customer is, you know, they receive exclusive deals. They get access to new product before anyone else. So it's your job as a brand ambassador to make sure that they're getting like firsthand access to new products before other customers, and that they can get things that aren't necessarily available to the general public. So we've talked about three things that are available to, you know, beauty influencers. First, sharing a pop-up and earning free products. Second, completing social media challenges and getting promo codes based on successful completion. And third, you know, they get exclusive deals and access to new products. So how are you going to put all of this into practice, right? Like, what is the Treehouse responsible for and what are you responsible for? So we at the Treehouse are really big fans of empowering you guys, like giving you the programs that you need to run a successful business, because after all, you're independent business owners, but we're here to like cheer you on from the sidelines and make sure that you have all of the tools that you need to be successful. So as you look at the beauty influencer program and you say, okay, I get it. Beauty influencers are my VIP customers. You are going to want a place where you can kind of put all of those VIP customers and communicate with them. So here's what I would recommend you do. I think if you have VIP customers or people that are like consistent buyers, people that are excited about the product, create a VIP Facebook group, like make it private, make it exclusive if you want, you do you, and invite those people to join it, like share information with them, share your calendar with them, like share your next month's calendar with them a few weeks prior and say, because you're in my VIP customer group, my beauty influencer group, I'm going to give you exclusive access to my calendar so you guys have the first refusal on booking pop-ups for next month. And then also, you know, with that beauty influencer Facebook group, tell them, you know, if you join my group, I will be sharing out social media challenges and you can get promo codes. Like, perfect place to share that out. The other thing you can do is say, I'm going to give you guys access to new products before I share that with my other customers. So setting up these beauty influencer VIP Facebook groups is, I would say, really critical to, you know, like the success of your business. You want to have a strong team of, or a strong group rather, of people that you can draw on to really help promote you, be a support system for you. And honestly, from what I've seen, so many beauty influencers and like VIP customers, and I should really start using those terms like together because they're one and the same, but they, your beauty influencers are probably the people that are going to join your team next. Like, they are a phenomenal resource in terms of people that are interested in the opportunity. They already know about Red Aspen. They know what it stands for. They already love the product. Like, why not help them come over and join your team? So that's really what we've got. Beauty influencers, VIP customers, our VIP customers that share pop-ups, you know, rock social media challenges for promo codes, and you give them information like new product information, deals, that kind of thing before it gets out to the general public. So that, in summary, is the Beauty Influencer Program. If you have any questions on that program, seriously, feel free to reach out to us. You can send us a PM using the handle at redaspenlove, or you can shoot us a message at hello@red-aspen.com. All right, so let's talk about our final segment in this podcast, which is where we call out and thank one of the many, many, many unsung heroes that have helped with Red Aspen and helped shape us and helped get us to the place where we are right now. So today, we want to take just a moment and call out Miss Andy Sherwood. Andy, you know what you have done to help us. We appreciate you on so many levels. Thank you for your time, your guidance, your support. You are just a rock star boss babe, and we are so happy that you were involved in our journey and have been just a source of inspiration and guidance to us. So thank you so much for everything, Miss Andy. All right, you guys, with that, we are going to end this episode. Thank you so much for listening. We are so excited about the future. We can't wait to see what next week brings. Be sure to tune in with us so you can learn, grow, and develop with Red Aspen as we are just taking off. So for the Treehouse, I'm Jessie McKinney, and we look forward to seeing you next week. Have a great week, everybody.